Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. A former Hutchison High School tutor convicted in March of having sex with a teenage student in 2014 was sentenced Wednesday to 100 years in prison. Claude Folks was employed at the high school as a teen parenting correspondence instructor and tutor, a job that involved tutoring teen parents through the district's options program. The victim, who is not enrolled in the program, testified he had formed a friendship with Folks and frequently ate lunch in his office. Folks was charged with 7 counts of first-degree sexual abuse of a minor after the boy told investigators Folks abused him 5 separate times in a school bathroom. A Fairbanks jury found him guilty of all 7 counts with 2 aggravating factors, which can increase the presumptive sentencing range. Superior Court Judge Michael McDonald said Wednesday that a significant sentence was justified because the case was not an isolated incident and the number of cases suggested there are most likely more victims out there. McDonald sentenced Folks to 45 years with 5 suspended for the first count. Folks was sentenced to 20 years each for counts 2 through 7, with 10 of each to run consecutively with the others. That equals a total of 100 years to serve. This is the second such conviction for Folks, who is serving a 35-year prison term for sexually abusing a teenage boy in 2010. Folks, who was working at Tananaw Middle School at the time, told the boy he would give him $100 to help him move, but instead forced the boy to have sex with him once they got to his apartment. The boy was not enrolled at the middle school at the time. The school district in 2014 agreed to a $920,000 settlement with the family of the Hutchison student. The borough's insurance would cover $670,000 of the cost, leaving $250,000 for the district to pay. The handling of the incidents led to the firing of school district superintendent Pete Lewis, who later prevailed over the district in arbitration about his dismissal. An arbitrator ordered the school district to pay Lewis $88,000 in damages. Cost and geography have slowed the reach of high-speed internet in Fairbanks, but a local state legislator also blames foot-dragging by local telecommunications providers. As KUAC's Robert Hannon reports, Representative David Guttenberg says broadband expansion models successfully employed in the lower 48 may offer a fix.
Representative David Guttenberg says he's heard from constituents for years they can't get high-speed internet access in their areas. And he says that's a problem as society grows increasingly dependent on large bandwidth.
Teachers can't do their classroom. People can't apply for the permanent fund online because they don't have broadband. That is not acceptable.
Guttenberg says part of the problem is the private sector is not meeting market demands. Carl Kowalski says there are reasons for that. Kowalski is the University of Alaska's chief information technology officer.
Part of the reason is economics. It costs money to extend fiber lines. It costs money to provide cellular access in areas.
Kowalski says that easy access to Alaska's wilderness many residents crave has a dark side when it comes to enjoying a high-speed internet. Guttenberg isn't convinced. He points to electric cooperatives as models that have successfully provided connectivity in remote areas. Just as early cooperatives like Golden Valley Electric Association provided power to farmers, a new generation of co-ops are springing up in the information age.
Right now, we've been letting the providers sit back and tell us what's available, right? And I, as a consumer, don't think it's meeting our standards.
Tonight, Guttenberg says he'll unveil a consumer-driven model. The meeting begins at 5:30 at the Murray Auditorium on the UAF campus. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
2 Delta Junction area businesses have been picked to operate parks that previously were maintained by state employees. The Alaska Division of Parks and Recreation announced earlier this summer that because of budget cuts from the legislature, parks employees would cease providing services such as trash pickup and outhouse cleaning at 6 state parks around Delta Junction. The state put those maintenance services out to bid in July. Under the contracts, the businesses are to provide services and collect fees from park visitors for amenities such as parking, camping, and boat launch use. In return, the businesses pay a flat fee to the state, as well as a percentage of revenues from the businesses. The state contracted out all 6 Delta area parks except the Fielding Lake State Recreation Area, the most remote of the parks. That park will remain under passive management. It's open to the public, but no services will be available. A crew of volunteers in Delta Junction cleaned outhouses between the end of state service June 30th and the start of service from the new contractors. The new contracts begin Monday. 5 businesses submitted proposals for the contracts. The state offered 1 contract for Big Delta State Historical Park and another contract for the 4 additional parks. The state chose Delta Junction business K&K Operations to operate Big Delta State Historical Park. Delta Junction business Big Dipper Adventures LLC won the contract for the other four Delta area parks, Quartz Lake, Clearwater, Delta, and Donnelly Creek State Recreation sites. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.